Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love, September 25th, 2010. And I thought I'd have a show today that you call in for if you'd be interested in that. I'm going to be discussing kind of the theme of the last several shows, the emerging blueprint for a golden age, what's going on with energies on the planet right now, with the accelerating rate of change on the 2010, 2011, 2012 timeline, what's going on with the Mayan calendar, what are the portents for a world waiting to be reborn at the cusp of Aquarius. In other words, what's on your mind, what's on your heart regarding the big changes in process, the Great Awakening, the end of the world as we have known it. So it's up to us. Mankind has free will. Anything is possible. The future of Earth for you and yours is what you make it, and what we make it. And so here's to it. I've been trying to give a vision of virtue for the victory of our individual and collective consciousness, what can be done, preparing spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. I've go into that in the different shows recently. And specifically, I've had show material on what's going on with energetic changes in our solar system as it moves into and across the galactic plane, the galactic center, and through 2011, 2012, how it's repolarizing our DNA, our cells, our energy, our consciousness, and basically how we're looking at a huge infusion and flooding and transmutation, transformation of our consciousness being in world at an accelerated rate. And so many listening to the show are familiar with that theme, the specifics of what's going on. If you'd like to share something in that regard, I'd be interested in hearing it, and I'm sure many listeners would also. I'm going to be going into some of the exposés that have been going on regarding the unveiling of that which has been veiled or covered up or secret. Some people refer to this accelerated process that we're going through right now as the thinning of the veil, the sense of separation from the mysteries of God, time, space, the truth of what's really going on in our world, whether that be 9/11, extraterrestrials and UFOs, or any other subject that has been arcane and mysterious or mystical, is largely being exposed, coming forth, revealed on the internet. Many news groups, organizations are bringing forth ancient mysteries, modern mysteries. It's just an amazing time we live in. So there's a lot of information I shared in this regard in the recent article that I've done. I'll be discussing today regarding the subject of one of the symbols of the collective unconscious, which Carl Jung, the father of modern psychology, says is the subject of UFOs and the extraterrestrial presence. And that subject is something that many of you, I'm sure, have looked at if you've really been into the mysteries, the secret things that are not politically correct but are very interesting to those who really are into expanded consciousness, and those who embrace the idea that there are higher intelligences than our own in the universe. Some intelligences that are so far beyond us that we're hardly able to conceive it. So this subject of higher intelligences, a higher power, and contact with this higher intelligence is part and parcel of the subject of unveiling the mysteries or the thinning of the veil. In other words, as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, as we become conscious of that which was unconscious or subconscious, we expand our consciousness. It becomes more of a unity consciousness. There is no sub, un, or super conscious. It becomes all part of our prevailing field of awareness or conscientious common sense, compared to which the former state of our awareness may be thought of as little more than sleep. So this is what's going on. And the subject of the unspeakable, unthinkable subject, as far as the mainstream media goes, the subject of UFOs and ET sightings and UFO sightings, which is generally blacked out, is something I'd like to discuss today, because it's prelude to the larger exposés, uncoverings, unveilings that are going on in the collective consciousness right now. So let me put it this way, like an egocentric child who believes he's the center of the world, there are some immature adults who believe humans are alone in the universe, and that we humans here on Earth are the only intelligent beings in the billions of star systems in the vast Milky Way galaxy. Some of us who have considered the vast realm of intelligences in the universe and how we are in the universe and how the universe is in us, those who have had inklings of greater intelligence within themselves are more receptive to the idea that there are many worlds or mansions of incarnate intelligence throughout the galaxy. You might say that the most common failing of humans, or of the sense of separation from the divine, the I'm only human sense of separation, you might say the most common failing in that regard is a sense of separation from the vast spectrum of intelligences in our galaxy and the universe. And that failing is to believe that the limit of one's prevailing awareness and beliefs is the limit of all there is to conceive, believe, or otherwise achieve. So it's this egocentric hubris, you might say, hubris of the egocentric mindset that believes it's the center of the world and that there's nothing greater than its own mindset. That egocentric hubris is now challenged as never before, especially with the instant everywhere and interactive global internet and the mass quickening in the collective consciousness as the veil thins at an accelerated rate on the 2010-2012 timeline. This accelerated thinning of the veil parallels with a certain synchronicity the phenomena of the computer internet revolution, with the unveiling of all the mysteries of time and space. In other words, knowledge power of an instant everywhere interactive nature. That phenomena parallels what's really going on with the energetics of the universe on the inner as the veil thins and there's a flooding of energies of light, of intelligence that is stimulating our DNA, creating new strands of DNA, and as our body adapts with certain adaptogens that help that process, as our body adapts to these new energies, there's a weaving, I call it light weaving, of DNA strands and consciousness that's like a tuning fork in resonance with the cosmic energies emanating from the great central sun of our Milky Way galaxy out through the photon belt of billions of star systems and intersecting our solar system and star system and our sun, radiant and resonant right through to our Earth, to our planet, to our cells, atoms, DNA, and consciousness on Earth as in heaven. Again, this is the phenomena that's going on at an accelerated rate through 2011-2012. It's the phenomena that Carl Jung referred to as synchronicity. We're in the universe is in us, and there are resonant energies that as our solar system aligns with the galactic center and the galactic plane, those energies that are repolarizing and rebooting our consciousness, our cells, DNA, our being, and our world, the end of the world as we've known it, because our perceptions will be expanded with a new singularity or synchronicity, sometimes referred to as a unity consciousness, where there's no sense of separation from the subconscious or the unconscious and the superconscious. There's just more of a prevailing awareness of a fully full-spectrum presence, a full-spectrum conscience that is aware of cosmic law, universal law, language, the cosmic singularity of cosmic intelligence, cosmic love, however you want to put it. So this is the theme, cosmic love. Every once in a while I get into this riff, and then I bring it back to subjects like this subject right now of what's going on with this mass awakening, grand awakening, to all kinds of phenomena on the earth. And the scriptures refer to this, the Great Awakening revelations, that man will wake up with this in this process to both eternal contempt, eternal salvation. In other words, as consciousness expands, the subconscious and the superconscious, you might say, and our fully present, fully conscious nature expands to incorporate what was unknown and feared and suppressed in the unconscious, and what we've aspired to, and you might say, in our superconsciousness, the golden age, you know, the unity consciousness, peace on earth, etc. That merging, that convergence of the sub and the super and fully present conscience is a phenomena that transcends or transmutes the fear matrix in the subconscious that keeps us hooked into running old records like trauma-induced structured or unstructured multiple personalities that just keep popping up because they've never healed from the trauma records that they keep running. And as we resolve those issues, bring them to the surface, subjects like 9/11, you know, the archetypal terror war catalyst that continues to revolve in the subconscious because the mainstream media won't deal with the truth of what happened, and many people just won't go there, etc. Other subjects like UFO sightings all over the planet, what's going on with the ET contacts, the history of that in the United States, going on back through 1952 when contact was made with extraterrestrial civilizations. I'll be going into that a little bit today. I know it's a subject that is a stretch for some listening, but it's blacked out in the U.S. media and it's denied by the U.S. government, although this subject is recognized by numerous governments and university studies worldwide. So one of my favorite quotes from one of my favorite science fiction authors, Robert A. Heinlein, is that when any government, or any church for that matter, undertakes to say to its subjects, this you may not read, this you may not see, this you are forbidden to know, the end result is tyranny and oppression, no matter how holy the motives. Now, I provided that quote in the article that I've linked on We Are Not Alone in the Universe on the Cosmic Love webpage that you can go into that article, perhaps read along with me in another window, but I'm going to be going into some of the aspects of uncovering and exposing or unveiling that which has been suppressed in the collective consciousness to sustain or maintain the fear matrix and keep a sense of separation in the collective consciousness of humanity. And The thrust of the new unity conscience or singularity movement, it's sometimes referred to this accelerating singularity, synchronicity in all our affairs, local and global, on earth as in heaven. This phenomena is, as it accelerates, it's good to embrace that which has been unknown. And, you know, the expression is the truth will set us free, and it's true. It's we become conscious of how we are conscious, and as we involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience, this phenomena of unity conscience, this singularity movement, is manifest. And it's going as it goes mainstream, this is the transformation of global humanity, global consciousness, global unity, as nothing else will. And remember, this is going on from the inside out. This revolution in higher consciousness is rebooting our DNA, tuning forks in resonance with this flood of cosmic energies, repolarizing our atom cells and electrons. This is going on as we speak. It's going on at an accelerated rate over this next year. People waking up all over with a common sense or a conscientious common sense of understanding of that which before was feared, unknown, and not dealt with, or dealt with kid gloves, or secretly, or quietly, or privately. These things are going public. They're going public all over the world through the internet, through all kinds of news groups, blogs, talk shows like this. So you have this subject of transcending, you might say, tyranny and oppression, because you're opening up the secrets, the mysteries of God, the mysteries of time-space being unveiled, with there being no time and space, with an instant everywhere interactive world with knowledge power in the hands of the masses. And this is really creating a technological disruption, you might say, of the status quo, because there's not the same top-down, highly centralized, mass media programming with no feedback. Because of the internet now, there's a new grassroots, netroots, decentralized, mass media, multidimensional, multidirectional interaction that transcends one-way programming with no feedback. There's an interaction going on with networking and social conscience being cultured in social networks in a way that was never before possible. So another quote I thought I'd go into that kind of references this issue of uncovering the cover-ups. Back in, this is a quote from an in-depth interview on UFO disclosure with the best-selling author Leslie Keene, whose book UFOs on the Record is now number 30 on the New York Times best-selling list. I'm going to go into this quote in a second, but let me reference this by saying that Ms. Keene has stated that she plans a campaign to approach committees in the U.S. Congress as well as the Obama administration to secure UFO disclosure. She has proposed the establishment of a UFO agency within the United States government. That's a little background on this quote, and this is the quote. The 1953 CIA Robertson panel functionally decreed that any professional, scientist, journalist, educator, government official, or government official who mentioned extraterrestrials or UFOs without ridiculing them would lose their status, in parentheses, or their lives. The Robertson panel was triggered by the July 1952 UFO flap over the U.S. Capitol. Now, this appearance of UFOs over the U.S. Capitol back in 1952 is well known. There's photographs of it in the Smithsonian. There's photographs of it I've seen in many sources. Those who followed the UFO cover-up subject realizes that the cover-up really goes back to in 1952. Once that happened, there began a massive policy in the mainstream media of not mentioning or ridiculing any journalist, educator, government official, or whoever mentioned extraterrestrials or UFOs. So I go back to that, what I mentioned before about the father of modern psychology, Carl Jung, who said that UFOs and the extraterrestrial presence are the archetype that represents fear of the unknown in the collective unconscious. So cover up and or demonizing of ETs is an integral part of egocentric empire elitism. You know, that hubris I referred to at the beginning that says we're the only ones, we're the only higher power in the world or in the universe. And that's all part of that, it's that egocentric empire elitism that sustains the fear matrix to eclipse mass faith in the selfishness or the selfish serving power of love. You know, faith in the power of love neutralizes the fear matrix. It makes inordinate power impotent. You know, the power of love neutralizes the love of power. And that goes back to a quote by Carl Jung where he says, "Where love rules, there is no will to power. And where power predominates, their love is lacking. The one is the shadow of the other. The love of power, the power of love." So you've got this dynamic going on with higher power being denied by the egocentric empire elitism, that there is no higher power than themselves, that they're the power elite in the world, and there's no higher power than themselves. So they black out that any other reference to higher powers, extraterrestrials, UFOs in the mainstream media, and they ridicule any journalist, educator, official, etc., who mentions extraterrestrials or UFOs. That's become official policy since 1952, all part of the empire hubris of the egocentric powers that be. So more on that in a minute, but let me just go on to say that we're not alone in the universe. There are others out there who, like genetic parents, who you might say they are, that's a whole other dimension of this, they look very much like ourselves, and they want the best for us. They, you know, honoring our free will to embrace higher power, the power of love, the prime directive, you know, the free will law language of higher intelligence that has a high level of respect for free will and emerging civilizations and in individuals who are, you know, on the path of soul evolution. So either you embrace that first principle of sovereignty, of free will, for spiritual soul evolution, or you suffer the sense of separation in a divisive duality world of the diabolical dialectic, you know, war for peace, as the war profiteers have shown us. So it's interesting, these dynamics that are going on in our world right now. Excuse me. If you'd like to discuss this yourself a little bit more, just call in. It's numbers from the Cosmic Love webpage. You can call in if you'd like to go into one aspect of this or another. Otherwise, I'll just continue on and share more of this perspective, and that is what's really behind all the secrecy and cover-ups that have been going on all dimensions of our social, political, and economic institutions. And believe me, it all comes back to this issue, the love of power, empire elitism versus the power of love. You might say the first principle of the constitutional freedoms, or as James Madison said, conscience is the most sacred of all property. And the epitome of conscience, you might say, is the power of conscience is really the power of love, God, the divine, God is however you may know it. Anyway, the issue of the self-serving power elite is that they dominate with love of power above all. And since 1952, when secret government contact was made with ETs, there were advanced technologies beyond public awareness or belief. You may know of the story of Roswell and what really happened there. Those advanced technologies have empowered black operations of militarized corporate government. In other words, there's all kinds of secret government programs going on with these new technologies that have capabilities that, if well known, would disrupt rule by the elite. Now, there's a whole bunch of exposés going on in many dimensions of these technologies and how they're coming out of the laboratories, how they're coming out, you know, what's really going on with, I could go into it here on the show, and again, most people listening wouldn't believe it. I'm giving you just enough now to wet your whistle. There's a lot of stuff, and many people listening, I'm sure, are well aware of a lot of these technologies that have come out of reverse engineering downed UFO crafts, technology transfers of all kinds, from genetic engineering technologies to electromagnetic technologies like HARP, and I could go on and on, but it's getting into the esoteric a little bit, so I'm just going to step it back and kind of stick to the basics. And those basics are, there's been all kinds of extremely advanced technologies like virtually free clean energy and advanced holistic healing technologies that challenge the power elite's power base for geopolitical power, you know, the oil monopoly worldwide and the population control drug monopoly, and both of which poison our environment and our lives, weakening our bodies and minds while profiting from control and population reduction of what the power elite referred to as useless eaters, the masses. So, excuse me here a second. I'm going to take a little break. But this subject of what's really going on with the use of secret technologies that are suppressed from mass awareness and to maintain the status quo and to prevent technological disruption, it's called, of the status quo. And many people say this is for good reason. In other words, new technologies for energy would disrupt many of our institutions as they are. It would change them, how much it would disrupt them. It would, more than anything, it would disrupt the financial power base of the power elite that milks the light of the masses, their energy, their supply, their consciousness. When there could be extraordinary abundance, what we're seeing is the maintaining of an economics of scarcity. As economics of scarcity that conceals waste and destroys abundance to maintain scarcity levels, keep prices, profit, and control high. So abundance disrupts scarcity. And we have the status quo is based on limits of oil, limited oil supply and control and monopoly of that oil supply by the power elite, the monopoly matrix sometimes referred to, mainstream media monopoly, military-industrial, medical-industrial monopolies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So this too shall pass. We all know that power corrupts, and covert secret power corrupts absolutely when devoid of conscience, the power of love. Again, when the love of power dominates, their love is lacking, and we see that, but that's about to change. And if you think about it, you didn't think there could be a new golden age if the old age wasn't somehow eliminated. Well, that'll happen two ways. One way would be for the power elite to just say, okay, we decided that we're going to step down and release all this technology, create an abundance of healing technologies and of free energy, and just give it to everyone and see what happens. And I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think you believe that's going to happen. The other scenario of what's going to come down is earth changes, massive earth changes, energetic earth changes. Some people say that what's going to happen as earth enters fully into this photon belt, this intense energies of aligned star systems in the galactic plane. As our solar system orbits fully into that, the repolarization of energy is going to create some kind of harmonic convergence, resonance, with star systems, intelligences, connecting the great central sun of our Milky Way galaxy, Alderaan, it's sometimes referred to, but specifically this whole alignment of all the intelligences, like the full spectrum of great cosmic intelligence and stellar systems, billions of them in our Milky Way galaxy. And as this happens, there is going to be a revolution from the inside out. There's going to be critical mass, sometimes referred to as quantum conscience, that which is not in harmony with natural law, the laws of nature, of cosmos, nature's God, you might say, natural law, the order of the universe, will be disrupted. That which adapts to or is in harmony with the first principle of universal order, the prime directive, divine love, whatever you want to refer to it, that in the cosmic scheme of things, they will go to where they're coming from. In other words, light attracts light. The more light, will be given that you have, the more light will be given unto you for you to responsibly deal with. The light that people have misqualified, even whatever their momentums are of going to the dark side, even that will be taken away from them. And that principle of to those who have been given much, even more shall be added, and to those who have given little, even that shall be taken away. There's a principle there. There's a law there that really governs the evolution of sentient life, worlds without end. That cosmic law is really the nature of cosmic love. And to the extent that we basically understand that law, we are accountable to it. And the more that we basically align with, harmonize with, attune with, or otherwise center and connect our conscious prevailing awareness with those first principles of cosmic law, cosmic love, to that extent will the law serve you. In other words, it's this thing of like in what they talk about in strategic positioning. In this case, we're talking about strategic positioning with an intelligence that's fusing the Earth at this time. Some will get it, some won't. So what? Next, I mean, it's like what Thomas Paine once said, you know, lead, follow, or get out of the way. This energy is coming in, and there's a lot of light workers, light weavers, light bearers who get it and give it and care enough to share this light, this intelligence, this understanding with loved ones, friends, whoever will listen on the internet, blogs, etc. And it's reaching critical mass over this next year. The more people who get it sooner, the more likely there will be a harmonious transition, transformation of stinking thinking and paradigm paralysis and recalcitrant stuck institutions that just don't get it and don't serve the purpose for which they were created, but are serving, you know, those who manipulate these institutions economically and financially for their own gain. You know, we all know the routine, what's going on. When I say that, we should by now. As the veil thins, it's going to become more self-evident that, you know, either we get with the program. When I say the program, you know, there's universal law that what goes around comes around, and call it the golden rule, or you're going to reap what you sow, or whatever, you know, it just follows a certain principle, and it goes back to what James Madison said, chief architect of the Constitution. Conscience is the most sacred of all property. Public opinion sets bounds to every government and is the real sovereign in every free one, every free government. So if there's going to be freedom, if there's going to be the momentums of cosmic freedom, attributed to the dispensation of Aquarius, you know, which is freedom and love, divine love. If there's going to be a revolution in higher consciousness of, you know, higher power, of a higher, greater love, you know, our divine destiny, if that's going to happen, then there needs to be an unveiling of the veil, of the secrets, of the cover-ups, of the lying, that keeps a sense of separation and keeps the endless war, terror, and tyranny going. I mean, you know, the public has pretty much had it. The majority of people see through it. And we just don't have a voice anymore. And if we're going to, again, public opinion will set the bounds to government. And how that will happen, through the internet, how it will culture a new social conscience in our social networks. I mean, the reality, the potential's there. So global humanity is going to have to wake up, wise up, rise up to do something fundamentally different than we've already done in order to achieve liberation from tyranny of the real terrorists, the wolves among us. And I've got a link on that, Wolves Among Us, that you'll find interesting. It's a really interesting article. Which wolf do you feed? There's two wolves in all of us, you might say. And that subject, Wolves Among Us, was something Thomas Jefferson addressed. He basically said if we don't pay attention to government and if there's not public attention to what's going on, then we'd all become wolves. Because obviously the status quo, as we know it, and all our social, political, and economic institutions, the way things are now, are on a self-destruct course that is cannibalizing our common health and wealth with core institutionalized corruption that barely serves the purpose for which social institutions were created. If we do what we've always done, we'll get what we've always got. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. We've got to do something fundamentally different. This requires, spiritually above all, that we find more truth in the power of love, the concept that God lives within us. Whatever you imagine God or divine love to be, that the divine is within us, and the power to change the world is to a better place is right here within us. So this is Christopher Rudy speaking for Cosmic Love. I've been going on and on here. I'm going to be wrapping it up here shortly. No one's called in. That's okay. I did want to talk about what can be done to prepare your DNA and your consciousness, but specifically your bodies, your minds, for what's going to be going on with the energetic changes. The major thing you can do for your DNA is to create and be in an environment of harmony within you. DNA replicates. It has to replicate. It replicates on all the cells of your body. And the ultimate DNA food that provides all the precursors for DNA replication is the very source of the food kingdom. It's pollen. And pollen extract is the nucleic material, the RNA DNA material, which is the richest genetic material for genetic repair on the planet. Now, I have references to this pollen extract on the website, on the Cosmic Love website. At the bottom, you can read more about it. That's extremely important for your white blood count, the pollen extract, building your white blood count, your immune system, your immune health. It's well documented in the international literature, the research, the peer-reviewed studies, clinical trials regarding the use of the Swedish pollen extract, the information about what it does to provide precursors to your immune system. Just like beta-carotene is a precursor to vitamin A, well, the Swedish pollen extract is a precursor for all the hormones that the body needs to produce to be healthy. Hormones regulate everything in the body, so you provide the precursors needed to strengthen your DNA, to strengthen your immune system, to feed the hormones that your body needs to be in balance and to regulate itself.
That's what a self-regulating, self-governing system is, what immune system is. So that the pollen extract is essential for your immune system. The other critical supplement for your immune system, most people don't realize that 80% of their immune system comes from their colon, their gut. That what goes in must come out, and most people to a certain extent, much of their lives have been digging their graves with their teeth, corrupting their colon, and it creates toxicity in the colon. And there's a product that's got soil-based organisms that basically makes good dirt in your colon so that it doesn't recycle toxins through the membranes of your colon into your blood and into every cell in your body. It cleans that up. And the most important thing you can do for immune system, 80% of your immune system goes back to the colon. If you do these two things together for your DNA and for your immune system with the pollen extract and with the Prescriptisys, which I also have links at the bottom of the page of Cosmic Love, it's huge for your immune system. And those who are concerned with acne, the skin is an elimination organ. It goes back to the colon, and Prescriptisys is the most amazing product as far as the clinical trials they've done, the peer-reviewed clinical trials regarding a non-specific immunity with the whole body, but specific things, conditions like acne, irritable bowel syndrome. It's unprecedented for all the studies, all the comparison to all the probiotics that are out there. This Prescriptisys is pretty amazing. So I thought I'd throw that in. I'm going to be, like I say, wrapping up in a few minutes. I'm going to have a little meditation after the show. You can listen to it and get a little bit of a more of a feeling for what Cosmic Love is about. As the collective consciousness of humanity connects on the inner and the outer with the internet. That's one of the themes I talk about, and I'd like to finish up a little bit with the show today. There's the capability we have with the new internet technology, to create instant, everywhere, interactive connections, intelligence, the currency of conscience. And I provide links on how to do that. So I'll let you read that on your own, the article that I provided regarding the subject of We Are Not Alone in the Universe. If you read that article, it'll provide much more information with links you may find interesting. So thanks for listening to Cosmic Love today. I'll leave you with a little meditation. Happy trails. See you in a couple weeks. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness, the five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention, because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where light workers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.